Hello, this is Talking Flutes, and I'm Claire Southworth. Today I'm talking about the wonderful Donizetti Sonata in C. Not an inspiring title, but a glorious piece of operatic writing by the king of Italian operas, Gaetano Donizetti. Let me first give you a little bit of background information about Donizetti. During his career, he wrote almost 70 operas, both comic and serious. Most well known are Anna Bellina and Lucia de Lammermoor. He, along with Rossini and Bellini, was a great exponent of the bel canto style. Now, bel canto is Italian for beautiful singing, and this style was prevalent from the mid-18th century to the early part of the 19th century. Main characteristic of this style was long, sustained vocal lines in order to highlight the beauty of the voice. Donizetti was a master of melody, drama and characterisation. But by the 1830s, this light bel canto style was being replaced by heavier, more dramatic writing. In his earlier life, Donizetti also composed small instrumental works, and this sonata is a typical example. It is light and elegant, operatic in style, which basically means a drama set to music. And this sonata contains many of the techniques which would become the hallmarks of Donizetti's later works. The piece begins dramatically in the key of C minor, creating a mournful, dark atmosphere with no hint of what is to come. Listen to the piano introduction, very simple and plaintive. When the flute enters, also listen to how the line of the melody is sustained without the rests intruding or dividing the phrase. The main melody begins with the upbeat to bar 9, and you can hear the tension leading to each bar line, followed by a resolution, until bar 14, where the emphasis goes through to the introduction of B-flat, lengthening the phrase to the conclusion of this section. From a playing perspective, the flute colour is light until the introduction of the B-flat, where I bring in a more harmonic sound or richer tone colour for the added dramatic effect. Then a dotted rhythm is introduced, and the pitch rises with each step of the phrase, creating tension and increasing this heartfelt mood, eventually arriving at a dramatic top E-flat. And then you can feel the tension release in a falling scale. Listen to the emotion in the performance, enhanced by the breaths in true operatic and dramatic style. A dialogue then follows between flute and piano before the dramatic final chords, heralding something new. The piano rescues the serious introduction with a fanfare in C major, joined almost immediately by the flute. Phrasing is in short four-bar chunks. Listen to the tension building and then releasing. This is achieved by an increase in dynamic and in pitch. Thank you. There then follows a series of struggles with rival keys before the introduction of the second melody. This is a complete contrast to the short, clipped, brighter initial first phrases. Now we have longer, smooth, elegant phrases, first heard on piano and then repeated by the flute. The struggles with various keys continues, ending with a short cadenza, before the return of the C major allegro and the repeat of earlier motifs, but in different keys. The coda brings a triumphant return to C major. When learning a new piece, it is so important to firstly have some information about the background of the piece and the composer, so that you can make informed decisions about style and phrasing. Then, it's helpful to roughly analyse the piece into sections and think about the different characters and moods that you can communicate. Isolate any technical passages that need work. There are some flamboyant semiquaver phrases which can be tricky to play. As with any fast passages, first play as slowly as you need to, working on the quality of your sound and clarity of the articulation. Use different articulations and rhythms to help your practice and gradually increase your speed. Record yourself and listen back with a critical ear. Concentrate on communicating the emotion and character of the music. This is such expressive music, so beware of just playing notes and try and immerse yourself in the character and style and communicate that to your audience. Time now to listen through to this fabulous piece in its entirety. Only 7 minutes long, but full of contrasts and emotions. This is from a CD of mine called Sonatas, with my accompanist, Tim Carey. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. that's it for this podcast. If you have any questions or ideas for future pods, do write to us at flutepodcasts@gmail.com. Until next time, happy fluting and goodbye.
Talking Flutes and Talking Flutes Extra are podcast productions by the Trevor James Flute Company. For more information, visit trevorjamesflutes.com.